everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Beats Research Radio, a podcast and YouTube channel that aims to disseminate science to the community. My name is Nicole, an undergraduate student at the University of Ottawa, and I'll be your host on today's episode discussing the potential of stem cell therapeutics for cardiovascular disease. Joining us is Dr. Richard Lee, professor of stem cell and regenerative biology at Harvard University and professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Lee leads the cardiovascular diseases program at the Harvard Stem Cell Institute and is a senior physician practicing cardiology at Brigham and Women's Hospital. His research laboratory uses a variety of techniques in genomics, stem cell biology, and molecular biology to study cardiac regeneration, aging, and metabolism. He has authored over 270 peer-reviewed publications and received research funding from the American Heart Association and the National Institutes of Health. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Lee.
My pleasure, Nicole. Thank you for asking me.
So we're so happy to have a guest like you on our channel. And I'd like to start by asking, how did you become involved with stem cell research and the field of cardiac regeneration?
Well, heart regeneration has so much potential for so many people throughout the world. It became irresistible for me to get involved with the research. The heart failure epidemic is growing everywhere, and the idea of harnessing stem cell biology to provide solutions that may be long-lasting for patients is just a very good way to spend your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. Now, I would love to talk a little bit more about your research. Could you give us like a general overview of your laboratory's current work with induced pluripotent stem cell derived cardiomyocytes for heart regeneration?
I'm happy to do that. There are many labs throughout the world working on how to make the best heart cells potentially for therapy out of induced pluripotent stem cells. So we're just one of them, and we're taking a set of molecular routes to try to make large quantities of human heart cells that are of just the right characteristics to be useful for human therapy. That's something many people are working on, and I think much more work is needed before we really have a good handle on how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, like a big challenge which remains is developing mature stem cell-derived cardiomyocytes. So what are some of the cardiomyocyte maturation methods your lab has been working toward?
Yeah, so it's a great question because we want to understand how to take cells from an immature state to a state that's good for transplantation and therapy, but also all the way to the mature state if we can, so that we can use those to study disease more accurately. The method that we're using is by understanding nutrient signaling nodes in the heart cell. All of your cells have different ways of sensing the nutrients that are around them. And we believe that these pathways are intertwined with heart cell state. And so we are trying to understand the molecular biology behind that intersection between metabolism and heart cell development.
So I watched a talk you gave recently about heart failure, and you mentioned how your lab was studying the quiescence state and the mTOR pathway for cardiomyocyte-derived stem cell-derived cardiomyocytes. So I was wondering if you could expand more a bit on that.
Yes. Yeah, so the history, the natural history of your heart cells, the life of them is interesting. You're born and they probably undergo some division shortly after birth, but then they enter this state of quiescence, which is that they'll sit there and not divide for decades and decades, and maybe not all the way until you pass away. But they're probably capable of being called out of that state that is called quiescence and into a state that might be more beneficial for regeneration. And so we're very interested in how that quiescence develops and then how the cell might be called out of its quiescence to be in a better state for regeneration.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you so much for sharing. Now, as I mentioned, you're both a scientist and a practicing clinician, and you're immersed in the research and clinical side of medicine. How do you think this experience has impacted your scientific process within your laboratory?
Well, our laboratory studies diseases that I see in my patients. And so the motivation is very high for us. I personally view patient care and research and teaching as part of the same wonderful tapestry. The daily tasks are different, but they all fit together. And we need all of them to actually make therapies better. So for me, I've just never been able to give up patient care because I just find it to be such a privilege. But I also find that it informs my lab because I know what the pressing problems are for people.
Definitely having that face-to-face interaction, as you mentioned, is very important. And for our final question, I'd like to ask, what are the current challenges that must be overcome before the clinical translation of cardiomyocyte replacement therapy becomes reality?
So there are a number of hurdles, including exactly what the cells should be and exactly what patients would benefit, because defining the patient specifically is going to be crucial to early success. And the immunology, what's going to be necessary for cells to not be rejected. And so there are challenges, but they look like they're surmountable. So I'm optimistic that cardiac cell therapy in humans will show benefits in the next decade. And then the big question is going to be, can we actually improve that and make even better long-term solutions? So it's gonna be a long road, but it's really extremely exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you, Dr. Lee, for joining us and for sharing your research on stem cell therapeutics for heart regeneration.
My pleasure, thank you, Nicole.
Yeah, it was our pleasure for having you. And on behalf of our director, Dr. Emilio Alarcon, and the Beats Research Radio team, thank you all for tuning in. Beats Research Radio is supported by the University of Ottawa Heart Institute, the Beats Research Laboratory, and the Department of Biochemistry, Immunology, and Microbiology with the Faculty of Medicine. We hope to see you all next week. Thank you.